Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
That's what. Get to our lightning bets coming up in just a couple of minutes. Got Thursday night football. This is a college game. Not much attention going on there. Don't forget the World Series starts tomorrow as well. Sam, it feels like baseball's been gone for like 3 weeks. I completely forgot about it until we were talking with Chuck. I'm like, oh yeah, the World Series starts tomorrow.
So I do want to bring up this Damon Jones thing before we get out of here, because there is a lot of dot connecting going on right now, and I think you know who I'm talking about. But there's a listener of ours that has a Blue Jays bet at 55-1. Nice ticket, huh? To win the whole thing. 55-1. Trumps my 8-1. So balls on the table, 55-1. He's wondering if there's any hedge possibilities. I think at 55-1, you can lay a little Dodger series price, right? I mean, why not? If you got 55-1, you could lay a little 230, no?
You can. How much do you want to gamble?
That's the question.
I asked that because it's something that I brought up to you yesterday. You don't have that ticket, but you also are holding a Blue Jays ticket. Now, different scenarios, 8-1 versus 55, but you're both aligned on that side. So what do you think about tomorrow? Do you have a strong opinion on who's going to win that game? Because if you can get Toronto to take a 1-0 lead, boy, it makes life a lot easier as far as hedging. Now, with the 55, I'd be fine to lay that price going into it. And, you know, maybe you could reassess after every game where you're at. But, like, for you, with your spot of 8-1, I would probably try to wait, because I think there's a decent chance that Toronto takes game one. And then if I'm this person with the 55, I would just lay the price going into it.
Right. I'm not going to do anything, is what I told him. And I'm not going to – he didn't give me permission to put his business how much he bet, so I'm not going to do that. I don't think it's a full unit, though, considering what he said. So let's call it maybe a half unit at 55-1. That's a lot of possibility there. Why can't the Jays win game one? I mean, they're at home. They've been very good for the most part all season at home. Snell's okay. I mean, he's definitely pitched in big games before, but he could be beaten. I was bringing up maybe Dodgers in 5 or Dodgers in 6 or maybe both to kind of spin the yarn that way. If you don't want to lay, you know, 215 at one book, 230 at another, 250 at another. I mean, the price is obviously different at all these different books. But he's got a great bet at 55-1, and I'm not hedging my 8. That's what I said. Now, at 55, I think it's a different conversation, but a hell of a bet there, no doubt.
Yeah, I wouldn't hedge it either. You're right. There are different ways that you can attack this, too. When it comes to, you can do, they offer a spread, right? Like minus a game and a half? too?
Yeah, that's what he brought up. He said, I'm thinking about Dodgers 1.5 at minus 115, but obviously could get middled there if the Dodgers win in 7.
I know. But if the Dodgers win in 7, you would think he would also have probably an opportunity to get a good Jays series price in the middle of the series, right?
Yes, but he doesn't need more Jays, I don't think, because he's got the 55.
Oh, yeah. I meant a better Dodgers price is what I meant.
Dodgers, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yes, of course. All right, yeah, it's an interesting situation that you got there. All right, let's find out with Thursday Night Football, the start of week number 8, where the room is.
Where's the room?
All right, we bring in EP Paul Aspen, find out what the room is doing with Thursday Night Football. Vikings and Chargers. What do you have, Paul?
In a new development, the room is on all overs in tonight's Thursday Night Football game for player props. Okay. So, most bet props at BetMGM for tonight's Thursday Night Football game between the Chargers and Vikings. Number 5, Vidal over 55.5 rushing yards.
I get it. I think Haskins is out or questionable for this game, so that would make him be the
stinks.
Dude. Yeah.
Is this Sam's guy or Sam, did you go Haskins? Oh, you had Haskins.
I picked up Haskins. Somebody else picked up Vidal. Haskins had 4 fantasy points. Vidal had 21. Stay hot, kid.
It sucks when you pick the wrong guy. You're like, I don't know, flip a coin. Oh, I got the wrong one. This bum.
All right, number 4. Aronde Gadsden II over 41.5 receiving yards.
I'm liking this Minnesota side so far. What else? That was the hot name last week.
Yeah. Carson Wentz.
Told me to pick him up. Let's see, did I get him? I did not get him. Somebody scooped in ahead of me and took him in the waiver wire.
If Gertz was on Gadsden, might be our fade.
Yeah.
All right.
Gadsden
Carson
is
Wentz.
Down and he's not moving. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Wentz over 11.5 rushing yards.
Oh. How is that the play?
Really?
Yeah. So, like, if Carson Wentz does his dumb scramble sort of thing and ends up taking, like, a 15-yard sack, that's not negative rushing yards, right? That's just a sack.
They take away passing, I believe.
Yeah.
Because the negative rushing is the kneel down.
Right. But that's, like, it, right?
Yes.
Unless you were to get, like, a double reverse handoff or something, I think.
Yeah. All right. I might be wrong about the passing, but I know they don't take away from the rushing for that.
Yeah, they don't take away from the rushing. All right, number 2, most popular prop for tonight's game, TJ Hockenson over 31.5 receiving yards.
All right.
And the number 1 most popular prop for tonight, BetMGM, Jordan Addison over 51.5 receiving yards.
He was the guy. He was the guy last week. I was just, you said Hockenson. I'm like, my reaction was, oh, I'm surprised it's not Addison. And then you go right to Addison. That makes sense. It's recency bias. Okay, who had the biggest game for the Vikings most recently? They're going over on Addison. Nothing on Jefferson, huh?
Nothing.
That's interesting, Sam.
If I had my bell, I would be pounding the bell right now. Justin Jefferson over 80.5. That's my favorite bet tonight.
Why aren't they betting Jefferson?
Because you got to bet Hockenson and Addison.
He's plus 150 for a touchdown, Jefferson. Best player on the field. Yes. I'm sure he hasn't scored much recently, but I don't really care about that. That's got to be why you're getting that price. He has not scored since he got a touchdown against the Bears in week 1.
Well, he's scoring tonight. I hate to break it to you.
Jefferson Moon?
JJ touchdown.
Jefferson 10 toes Moon.
Wait. Now you're combining segments. I don't think that's a thing. I like it.
Joe, there's no rules. There's no rules. Yeah, purple Viking moon.
Yeah, I'm in a studio and nobody knows who I am. I don't give a damn anymore.
Who are you?
Do you have a name tag? Did you push the button?
I do have a name tag.
Did you push the button? Were you asked that question?
Who said that in the chat?
Who are you? Who are you? And did you push the button? So good. I think that JJ wants a good look. All right, Sam, official. What are your player props?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm just doing the Jefferson over 80.5. You can find that readily available at BetMGM. Other books are higher, so we're going to take the best number and the best price. Over 80.5 receiving yards, and I'll take a piece. Nobody wants to do it. I'll take the Vikings and the points. Let's see. Best number I can get on Minnesota is 3.5 minus 115. I will gladly take that hook and take Minnesota plus 3.5.
Do you think it will be 3.5 at game time? I'm not sure. I don't know about that.
I don't know.
Go back to 3.
I don't know how the public's going to play it. I don't.
After our conversation, I want to bet Justin Jefferson touchdown at plus 150.
Do it.
That was not on my radar, but now it is. JJ gets back into the end zone, plus 150. Let's go V. Vikings, Virginia. Virginia minus 10.5, Vikings plus 3.5. That seems to be a show bet on Minnesota. I don't think Paul will join us, though, because we know how he feels about one Carson Wentz, right? You never, never, nope. Ever?
No, never, never, ever, 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 ever. I'll go. How about the Wentz pick 6 versus the Eagles? Oh, it was beautiful last week. I'll go Jefferson, though. I'll join Sam on that. I mean, me being me, I'm like, whoa, when's the last time we got 2+ touchdowns at 10-1 for Justin Jefferson? But I'll just do the one at plus 155. Oh, since we didn't do 10 toes down, Jets, Browns, money line, like 11-1.
Ew, you disgust me.
Okay, all right, we can't do Carson.
Can't do the Vikings.
I can't do Browns money
exactly.
Line.
Yeah, right. He's betting on Tyrod Taylor and who? What was the other one? Dylan Gabriel?
Maybe we get Shadur at halftime? Who knows? World's our oyster.
Doing Jets,
Gabriel.
Browns, parlay.
Let him watch.
Moneyline parlay.
Can't do once.
How many weeks have both the Jets and Browns won in NFL?
Zero. Oh.
Both? Zero. Both would zero. Be zero, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're due.
Jake, what do you have?
Since Paul's not going to do it because now you know it's going to win, like, I'm doing the Jefferson 2 touchdowns because now you know it's definitely happening. since Paul's going to do the Jets and the Browns but can't do Jefferson 2 touchdowns, I did moon 10 toes or down Jefferson. My final comment for everybody, but did you push the button?
Purple moon. This show's so stupid.
It's been a weird week.
Just wait. You think it's dumb now?
I would describe it. Bet Sweats. I think we're back tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.